Hey there, digital detoxers. It's your girl, Rachel Cotter, back with another dose of sanity in this crazy world of screens and notifications. Today, we're diving into a topic that hits close to home for all of us mindful parenting. Ever feel like you're just barely keeping up? Like you're constantly juggling work, chores, and trying to be the cool parent while also remembering what day it is? You know that feeling when your kid asks, "Are we there yet?" For the 100th time on a road trip, and all you want to do is scream into the void of endless miles. Well, friends, I'm here to tell you you're not alone. And guess what? There's actually a way to navigate this crazy parenting journey with more grace, presence, and yes, even joy. Buckle up because we're about to unlock the secrets of mindful parenting, where technology doesn't rule the roost, but connection and authenticity do. Here are 5 key takeaways that will change your game. 1. Presence over perfection. Forget those Pinterest-worthy parent goals. Let's be real, life is messy, kids are unpredictable, and sometimes you just need a moment or an entire day to yourself. The beauty of mindful parenting isn't about being flawless, it's about being present in the moments that matter. Put down your phone, make eye contact, listen to what your child is saying, even if it's a 5-minute rant about their missing sock. These little interactions build deeper connections and create lasting memories. 2. Take time with intention. I know, screens are basically an extension of our limbs these days. But let's be honest, too much screen time can lead to a whole host of problems, from attention issues to sleep disruptions. So how do we strike that balance? It's all about intentionality. Set clear limits on screen time and make it a family affair. Have tech-free zones in your home, like the dinner table or bedrooms. Encourage activities that don't involve glowing screens, board games, outdoor adventures, arts and crafts. The possibilities are endless. 3. Model the behavior you want to see. Remember those words from your parents. Do as I say, not as I do. Well, time to ditch that outdated advice. Kids learn by watching, so if you want them to be mindful, model the behavior yourself. Put down your phone when you're with them, engage in meaningful conversations, and practice gratitude. They'll pick up on your cues and start incorporating these practices into their own lives. 4. Empathy is key. Parenting can be tough. Remember that those tantrums, whining sessions, and eye-rolling moments are often cries for connection and understanding. Instead of reacting with frustration, try to see things from their perspective. Ask them how they're feeling, validate their emotions, and offer support. This builds trust and strengthens your bond. 5. Celebrate the small victories. Parenthood is a marathon, not a sprint. Don't get bogged down by the big picture, focus on celebrating the small wins. Did your child have a good day at school? Did they help with chores without being asked? These little moments of progress are worth acknowledging and appreciating. It keeps you motivated and reminds you that you're doing a great job. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're at the grocery store with your toddler. They're having a full-blown meltdown because they want candy, but you've said no. Your inner voice is screaming, "Just buy them the darn candy and end this madness." But then, you take a deep breath, remember what we talked about today, mindful parenting, and try to connect with your child. You acknowledge their frustration, tell them that you understand they want candy but it's not healthy, and offer an alternative treat, maybe some fresh fruit. Now, this isn't a magic wand solution. There will still be meltdowns, tears, and moments of pure chaos. But by incorporating mindful practices into your daily routine, you can navigate those tough times with more grace and resilience. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about showing up for your children with intention, empathy, and a whole lot of love. So, what are you waiting for? Put down the phone, look your kids in the eyes, and get ready to connect on a deeper level. You've got this, Mama. And don't forget, if you're feeling overwhelmed, remember that there are resources out there to support you. Don't hesitate to reach out to friends, family, or even a professional for guidance. We're all in this together. Remember, every small step towards mindful parenting makes a big difference. And don't forget to share your own experiences and tips with me on social media. Let's create a community of supportive parents who are committed to raising happy, healthy kids in a world that often feels anything but. Keep shining, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.